Talk Radio.
Somebody shout joy!
doing? Yes. Woo, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Do what you want to do, God, tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Where you are listening to
God's favorite minister coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you got a friend or somebody that needs to hear the word or the praise is going up until the throne room, call and tell them to check in, because we're going to have a great time in the Lord tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship him because of who he is, because of what he's done so much. We recognize, praise God, who God is. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. He provides for us every day, every day. He don't let a day go undone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Nissi tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, he reigns in victory. Yes, we got victory over the enemy tonight. He's Jehovah Shalom. Yes, he's my Prince of Peace. He gives me peace when nobody else can. Praise God. All I got to do is get with him and say, God, I love you. I worship you. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's great. And he's mighty, and he's awesome. Praise God. I serve a mighty God. What about you? I serve an awesome God. What about you? Praise God. He's awesome in all his ways. Hallelujah. Oh, that's why I worship you. I worship you, oh God. I worship you. Oh, because of who you are. Well, hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs? Or maybe to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or so forth. I don't know what you may be going through tonight, but I'm going to tell you tonight, worship the Almighty God. God's favorites is reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come. He bids us so many times to come to him. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My God said he'll give you rest. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He will give you rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's enter into prayer. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we love you, God, for who you are. Yes, we, God. We love you, God, because you first loved us, God. We love you, God, because there is nobody else, God, that can do what you can, oh, God. We love you, God, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We love you, God, because you, oh, God, gave your son to die for our sins, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, who else can we call up on? Oh, God, but you, Lord. Oh, God, we love you tonight, God. And, Father, someone may be hurting tonight, oh, God. Oh, Father, oh, God, touch tonight, oh, God. Someone may be shedding, grinding tears tonight, oh, God. But I know you said you'll wipe away every tear. You'll give them joy for gladness, God. Yes, God, Father God, they may be hurting in their body, God, sick, God. God, I know you as a healer, God. Yes, God, you are a healer, God. Yes, God, someone may have a son or a daughter behind prison walls tonight, God. Oh, God, and they don't know how to accept it, God. But I know, God, you can step in because you have the answer to everything that goes on in our lives, oh, God. You have the answer, God. You are the answer, God. Oh, praise God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight. I thank God for the Spirit that's moving. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. If it's a daughter pregnant tonight, God, oh, God, let her not, oh, God, abort that baby, God, but find love through you, God. Oh, God, if you loved us in everything that we have done, oh, God, help her to know how to love that child, God, and keep it, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, somebody might be, oh, God, heavy laden tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, and don't know which way to turn. Their finances may be bad, oh, God. Their husband may be done walked off, oh, God. Or the wife may be done walked off, oh, God. Oh, God, help them to find rest, oh God, in you, Lord God. Oh God, because in you, oh God, that is where we find peace. That's where we find rest.
That's where we find comfort, oh God, in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for being our God. Thank you, God, for being our Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being God. You said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you. Oh, praise God, we thank you. Oh, praise God, we thank you. We love you. We give you all the praise, God, all the honor, God. Oh, it belongs to you, God. God, you told us, you created us to praise you, oh God. And God, we do come, oh God, in, oh God, in praise and adoration and honor to our God. Who else can we give that honor to but you for what you have done, oh God? Oh God, thank you. Oh, thank you. We thank you for your Son that's seated on the right hand making intercession for us. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Oh, he's making intercession for you and me. Oh, praise God. He's ushering us. Glory to God. Glory. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Awesome in all his ways. Praise God. Every way, every way. Oh, just take a glimpse. Take a glimpse at him. Just look up. He told us to lift up your heads. Oh, ye gates. Aye, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you need to lift up your head tonight. You need to lift up your head. Oh. And the King of Glory, glory, will step in. Praise God. He'll step in your situation. Yes. Yes, he will. Praise God. Oh, ain't no situation too hard. Ain't no situation too small that God can't step in and help us. Praise God. He's a helper. And he said, oh, I hear the word of God. And he said, I will help you bright early. Oh, God, always on time, y'all. Oh, come on, somebody. I hear the Holy Spirit speaking tonight. He said, oh, I'll help you bright early. See, God got his own timing, and he does things in order. Yes, he does. Praise God. And we give glory and honor to him. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Lord, somebody, oh, God, needs you tonight. Somebody needs you to save their soul tonight. Oh, God, in the name of, we pray for salvation, oh, God. Oh, God, that listen to this program all across the world, God. Somebody hear it, God, and not say, God. Oh, God, help them to turn to you, Lord God, and say, Lord, come into my heart, Lord. Save me, Lord. Oh, God, make me, mold me, shape me, oh, God. I am, oh, God, wretched and undone, oh, God, but I know, God, according to what I just heard on this net, God, on my phone, God, over this radio, God, you can do miraculous things, God, and yes, you can. Yeah, we stand on it. Yes, you can, God. Oh, God, when all else fails, God, oh, God, yes, you can. Oh, we give you the glory. Yes, we do, God. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody might be on drugs tonight, God, and need to be delivered, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, it may be that son or that daughter or that husband or that wife, God. Oh, God, you're a deliverer, God. Oh, let the Spirit, oh, God, move. Oh, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Holy Ghost, move. In the name of Jesus and deliver them. Oh, you're a deliverer, God. Yes, you are. You are a deliverer. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, set them free from the bondages of sin, oh, God. Oh, God, and let them know, oh, God, who these bodies belongs to, God. You fearfully and wonderfully made, God. Oh, Father, thank you. Oh, God, we give you the praise. And all the honor. Yes, God, we honor you. We honor you, Lord. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, for you're worthy. Yes, you are. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. We cry holy to you tonight. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, praise God. Holy, holy, holy are you. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, presence, in your presence. Because we ask you to come in and sup with us. Oh, God, meet with us. Oh, dwell among us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. We can never thank you enough. We can never thank you enough because you are steady, Lord, doing awesome things for us, God. You are steady doing, God. Oh, God, as we are sleeping, you are steady doing, God. And when our mind ain't on you, done straight, God, you are steady doing for us, God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, what awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. In your presence, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, thank the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 7073. Area code 504-347-5797 is our phone number. And to listen in to our program, that area code is 714-409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. Also, on Friday evenings at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio program. Be sure to listen in on Friday nights at 7. Be a great listener. Call this number, 714-409-0578. And you would get a blessing on Sunday nights and Friday nights. God is always there listening to us, listening to you, wanting to help you. His arms reach out in order to help. That's what God is all about. Yes, we have some unspoken requests tonight, and let's pray for our children in schools and at home. Many kids are abused at home. Many kids go to school unprotected. We have to remember that they are God's children also. Our neighbors, the police, the government officials, yes, and for our nation. Our nation needs prayer. Our leaders need prayer. All type of illnesses. You can just look at a hospital and see how many different cases of people going in there with illnesses. Just this past week, my neighbor across the street had to rush her husband to the hospital. He had to be put on dialysis and put a splint into his neck. And he will have to live on dialysis for the rest of his life due to the fact that the kidneys is not working. But God is a healer, and God can do many things. We want to pray tonight for all of those that's having kidney problems, also for those that's having eye problems. Yes, we have quite a few requests for people that's having surgery on their eyes, also with glaucoma, different diseases of the eyes. God is right there, and he's able to help. Also, for all of our people that are listening that has a son or daughter that's behind bars, it's hard. It's not easy. And it helps to know that somebody else is praying with you. And God hears those prayers. God knows that you are hurting, and he wants you to call upon his name. We need to pray for our lost loved ones. Remember, God's love covers all. Isn't it great that we have a loving and caring master? Remember to praise him daily. In Psalms 70, it says, God, come quickly and save me. Lord, hurry to help me. Let those who are trying to kill me be ashamed and disgraced. Let those who want to hurt me run away in disgrace. Let those who make fun of me stop because of their shame. But let all those who worship you rejoice and be glad. Let those who love your salvation always say, praise the greatness of God. I am poor and helpless. God, hurry to me. You help me and save me. Lord, do not wait. Isn't that wonderful? We can cry unto the Lord and he will help us. He will hear and answer your prayer. Don't forget to pray for our nation. Our nation needs a lot of prayer. And don't forget to listen in on Sundays. The area code again is 714-409-0578. And that's on Sundays at 7 p.m. for Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. And for Friday nights at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams on Victorious Living. It's great that we can send out the word of the Lord to others. Call a friend and tell them, would they like to be blessed? Just dial that number, 714-409-0578, and you will hear the true word of God. God is spoken, and he delivers his messages to his people. Think about it. Give somebody a hug this week and say, God loves you. We challenge you to do that. And keep listening. Keep calling. Tell a friend about us. And we just thank you for listening to God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. Sister Vivian.
Thank you, Sister Biden. I just appreciate her. God bless her. I'm so glad that she's always here to assist me in anything that I need. And, you know, God say, give a person honor where honor is due. Praise God. She's always here as much as she can, and hardly ever misses. But she, every now and then she might have to be out sometime, but she's all willing and ready to help me in whatever area and assist. Praise God. And I thank God for her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight I want to speak on God is able. God is able. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes things bear down so hard on us. It don't seem as though God is at work, but he's able to do anything. And we, if you have your Bible, just want to go with, follow me in the Word of God tonight. I'm going to be going first to Ephesians 3 and 20. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Ephesians 3 and 20 said, now unto him that is able to do. Y'all know I love to dissect the word, and I love the word of God. Praise God. To do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Now, those are some words that we're going to deal with tonight. To do, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. God presents himself to us as the source of all power. God presents himself to us as the source of all power. And that power is to do. It's just not power. The power is at work. It's to do. Praise God. So what do you want God to do? Ask yourself, what do you want God to do tonight? He has all the power because it is the working of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is able to perform. And if we say able to perform, that means action, to do again. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is able to work. So we just read. That's a do again. That's action again. The Holy Spirit is able to keep you still in action. The Holy Spirit is able to destroy So it's still in action. So the Holy Spirit is active and in action for us at all times. He is able to produce. He's able to give. He's able to bring about something or change something according to his will. Not what you want, but according to God's will. If it's God's will, God's going to do it. Believe it. If God said he's going to do that thing, and if you can trust in God, God will do it. Praise God. According to his will. And all this is far above our comprehension. You can't comprehend how God is going to do something, or how God is going to perform something, or how God is going to work it out, or how God is going to keep you, or how God is going to destroy this and that. You just got to trust God and believe him that he's going to do it. Praise God. According to his will. Praise God. God say his ways is not our ways. Praise God. When we think of the word exceedingly, think about exceedingly. God said exceedingly. You know, sometimes we take and we read the Bible and we run over words. But all these words are there for us. They are there to help us. They are there to strengthen us. It is over or beyond our expectations. Exceedingly is over. Beyond our expectation, we can't even fathom this. Praise God, hallelujah. We can't think like God. We have to trust God. We have to believe God. Praise God. We got to trust him because that's what he told us to do. He said, trust him and believe on him. This is where the power comes from. We can expect God to do great things. We can expect God to do great things. And then he said above. Above. Think about above. If you try to look way above the clouds, above the heavens, if you try to look to see God, you can't do it. Above. Just think of, let your mind go above. Over what you were thinking. It's over. It's over what you were thinking. Because we can't even put no limits on God. We cannot put, you can't think God right around here. You got to think over and above. Praise God. It's above our thinking. Think about when Hezekiah was sick. And they told him, you might as well curse your God and die. No, they just told him, you might as well get ready and die. Let me back up and say that. You know, that was Job. They told him to curse his God and die. But Hezekiah, they told him, your sickness is so bad, you just might as well get ready and die. And you know what Hezekiah did? He didn't trust in man. Oh, glory now. Come on, y'all. Don't put your trust in man, because man going to tell you something, but you better put your trust in God. But guess what Hezekiah did? He turned his face to the wall, and he prayed unto his God. And God turned the sundial back 15 years and added 15 years to his life before he died. That's what I'm talking about, trusting in God. That's why I say God is able. All Hezekiah had to do was believe on the Lord, Jesus Christ. All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. God is the same yesterday, the same God of that was the God of Hezekiah of today. Praise God. And he will do the same thing for you. Yes, God will. Yes, God will. He told us to ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Seek, and ye shall find. The Holy Spirit is willing and will and able to do
and willing and able to do what he say he will do. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't serve a dead God. No, we don't. We serve a live God. That's why it's action. He's alive. We pray to a live God. Praise God. Let us look at the other word, the word accordingly. The word accordingly refers to the fact that this power can work in us only as we follow God's prescribed order. That's what we have to do. That's why we don't get somebody else's orders answered sometimes, because we are not following God's prescribed order. In God's prescribed order of victory, which is the cross and our faith, the cross is the means in that finished work, and it was finished on the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was finished. Yes, it was. Baby, let me tell you, your sins are taken care of tonight. Your pains, your hurts, your disappointments, it's taken care of tonight. It was all. But you got to go according to God's prescribed order. Praise God. Let's look at the word abundance. We're going to go to a scripture there. Abundance. Praise God. Oh, when I got there and I wanted to study out abundance, I said, oh, I could think on, oh, Lord, I could think on abundance. Oh, my gracious, lot, oh, big, more than I can even. See, I want to think with my little finite mind, abundance, big. But it's bigger than what I can even ask or think. Abundance is more than what we can ask or think. Yes. Let's look at Romans 5 and 17. For if one man offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Guess what? Abundance of grace. That grace steps in, and it just gives us abundance. Oh, glory, hallelujah, grace, ay-ya-ya-ya, oh, God, ay-ya, glory, hallelujah. Think about the grace of God now. It's just going to give you abundance in everything that you stand in need of. Yes, God's going to feel it. Yes, God's going to feel you. Whatever you stand in need of, there's plenty. There's plenty in the kingdom. Oh, glory. God's got it all. God's got it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Abundance. And that abundance is the abundance of grace. Grace, grace, more grace, grace, abundant grace. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 8 and 2 says, praise God. 2 Corinthians 8 and 2 says, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. Hey, glory to God. You know, I had never read that scripture. Many times I read my Bible. I have never noticed that scripture until I began to study this tonight. Look at what he said again in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 2. How that in a great trial of affliction, that's when you're in your afflictions, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of that thing come out. That, oh, you got to come out of the thing. It comes out in riches and abundance. Praise God. Riches and power. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Devil can't hold you bound. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory, abundance of joy. Didn't God said he'll give you joy? He'll give you joy in the midst of it. That's abundance. Joy and more joy. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10 and 15 says, 2 Corinthians 10 and 15 said, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labor, but having hope when our faith is increased that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. Oh, let me tell you, God got an abundance for you if you only believe and trust in God. God has abundance for you. You can trust him and believe him for it. Praise God. And that is an extension of the apostle spirit of service through practical fellowship of the saints of Corinth. In James 1 and 21 says, let's go over there, praise God. We do love to search the word sometimes. Sometimes we have a few scriptures, sometimes we have. Oh, but we just love God's word. James 1 and 21 says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. I'm telling you, God is able. God is able. If you got a loved one, need to be saved. Oh, trust in God. He will save. He's able to do it. God is able to do it. Praise God. It is rendered, metaphor, overflowing. Are you ready for the overflow? The overflow is spiritually, financially, and physically. Yes, that's where it comes. That's how it comes. Remember how God is at work and is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. That's awesome to me, because I just call out some words to you, and I want you to get them in your spirit, praise God. And see, when you get the word of God down in there and it start building up like fire shut up in your bones, oh, praise God, you need to get those words down in there. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. What do you want God to do? Are you sick and need your body to be healed? Do you have a son or daughter that needs salvation or behind prison walls? Are you lonely? What it is that you need God to do? Let's go over to Job chapter 7. Praise God. Job chapter 7. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Praise God. Look what Job said. Is there not appointed time to man upon the earth? Are not his days also like the days of an hireling? As a servant earnestly desireth the shadow, and as an hireling looking for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess months of vanity and wholesome nights are appointed to me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I rise and the nights be gone? And I am full of tossing to and fro unto the dawning of the day. My flesh is clothed with worms and clods of dust. My skin is broken and become loathsome. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. Oh, remember that my life is wind. My eyes shall no more see good. The eye of him that has seen me shall see me no more than eyes are upon me. Am I not? As the cloud is consumed and vanished away, so he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him any more. Therefore I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I a sea or a whale that thou settest at watch over me? When I say, my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint, then thou scarcest me with dreams and terrifiest me through visions, so that my soul chooses strangling and death rather than my life. I loathe it. I would not live away. Let me alone, for my days are vanity.
What is man that thou shouldest magnify him? Oh, that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him, and that thou shouldest visit him every morning and try him every moment. How long wilt thou depart from me? Let me not alone till I swallow my spittle. Hear where it comes in. And Job said, after all that he was going through there, he said, I have sinned. And this is where God want to get us to. Job said, I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee? Go and call unto the Lord and say, Lord, I have sinned. What shall I do? You see all that I'm going through, God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. O thou preserver of men, why hast thou set me as a mark against thee, so that I am burdened to myself? Why doest thou not pardon my transgression and take away mine iniquity? For now shall I sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek it in the morning, but I shall not be. There comes a time in our lives, sometimes things seem so hard. Sometimes you might want to feel like Job, but I guarantee you, you will never get to the place that Job did. Because Job went through worse things than we'll ever go. You may go through cancer, but it won't be as bad as Job was. Let me tell you, God is able tonight. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. Yes, Job went on to say, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. This is where God is wanting to get us, where we can fall, pray to him, and rest in Jesus. He tells us that we can rest in him. Praise God. Praise God. If we learn how to run to Jesus with every situation, instead of complaining, instead of murmuring, and that's what they did in the wilderness. They murmured and they complained instead of going to God. Oh, but if we run to Jesus, Jesus will answer. Oh, he said, he told us up earlier, he will answer on time. God has his own timing. But what does he want us to do in the midst of every trial and every situation that we are going through? God wants us to trust him. God wants us to have victory over the enemy. But he wants to teach us in the battle that we are going through. He wants to teach us so that when the next battle comes, we'll know how to trust God and say, Lord, I know that you are able. Lord, I know that you are able to do. Yes, God. Yes, God, you are able to do. You are an action God. I don't serve a dead God. I tell people that all the time, praise God. I don't serve a dead God. I serve a live God. God is able. God will remove you from some places. God will fill in some places that need to be filled in your life. Praise God. There may be some void. God will fill it. Praise God. It may be lonely. You may be tired. I don't know what you may be going through, but I tell you, my God is able, and he's able to do. He's able to perform. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's able to destroy the enemy, oh, that's lurking at you or your family. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's able. He's well able. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you look at it, praise God, when we look at Job's life, praise God, hallelujah, Job went through mighty things where his wife told him to curse God and die, where all of his friends, baby, sometimes your friends going to turn on you. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Sometimes you think the person that's the closest to you, oh, but the Bible say
even your own family will turn on you. Job went through some things, yes. Job went through some things in his life. But who answered Job's prayer? It sure enough wasn't man. Look at it, y'all. I'm telling you. When you look at the struggles of everyday life that we go through, man may say, I'm praying for you. Man may say, I love you. Man may do many things. But who is our problem solver? It is God. It is God. It is God. Why? Because he's able. Yes, he is. God is able. Hallelujah. And when we say God is able to do exceedingly above all that we can ask or think. Praise God. When we ask God, we got to go asking in faith. Praise God. And believing that God is going to do it. Praise God. God tells us to ask. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise. Ask God. Ask God for what you want. Praise God. There's nothing too hard for God to do. And if it's his will, if it's his good will, God will do it. Praise God. Oh, praise God tonight. I just pray that if y'all are listening, whoever is listening to this program throughout this week, praise God, because you know you can listen to this program three ways, and that's on Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, and also on Facebook. Praise God. Hallelujah. Any time of the day or the night. But I pray that anybody is listening to this program that may be going through something, I want to let you know, oh, God, just really beamed this down on me this week, that God is able to do. He's able to do. He's, what is it that you want your God to do for you? He's your God. He's a personal God. Yes, he is. He is a personal God. And he made you, and you have to know that I know my God made me. Nobody else didn't. And I can go to him personally. I don't need to go through nobody else. I don't need to go through the pastor. I don't need to go through my sister, my brother. I can go directly to God and ask God and tell God, because he already knows. Praise God. Hallelujah. He just wants you to come just like Job did. You know, some people say, I've talked to some people, and they say, oh, Job didn't have to ask God to forgive him for sin because he was perfect and upright. Yes, Job did have a pride. He was a perfect and upright man, but Job had some pride. So he had to ask God. See, pride rules this world. Pride, pride, pride. Job had everything he needed, and he was in his own pride. So he had to ask God to forgive him of his sin. Because, you know, we all sin and come daily. See, you got to see this thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to have to cut it off here because I want to bless you. Because God told me not to never have a program unless I bless you. Numbers chapter 6 and 24-25. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his name towards you. And may he give you peace. Praise God. God gave that to Moses to give to the. If you bless the people, I will bless them. So I put this blessing upon you tonight that God gave Moses, praise God, in Numbers chapter 6. Praise God. May you be blessed in your going in and your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May you never have lack. May you your family be blessed. May you be blessed in every way. That as you trust God and know God, that God is able to do whatever you ask him to do according to his will. I want to thank you all, everyone that's on the program tonight, for listening to our program. Praise God. We pray that you will be right back here next Sunday night at this time. If you have any questions, press 1. If you want to pray, if you have a need, praise God, call us. You can either can call us, press 1 on your program now, or you can call us at home at 1-504-347-5797. We'll be too glad to answer any question. Pray with you if you have a personal prayer request and you need prayer. Please call. Let us know that you are listening and you would need prayer. Have a good night and bless you and bye-bye till next week. Don't forget about
Friday.
Friday night. Praise God. That is victorious living. Amen. Bye-bye.